Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. National cybersecurity experts are again gathering in Madison tomorrow for the three-day DakotaCon 2014 conference at Dakota State University. DakotaCon has grown from a campus-wide activity to a regional security event. It features talks, training, and the North Central Collegiate Cyber Defense Competition. Kyle Cronin is network security instructor at Dakota State and the project lead for the Cyber Defense Competition. He joins us on the line. And Kyle, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Well, I'd like to start out with a little bit on cybersecurity itself. That this past holiday season, there was the theft of consumer data at Target, Neiman Marcus. That was in the news. And a year ago at this time, last year's DakotaCon conference, we're talking about cyber attacks at the New York Times, Twitter, top banks here and abroad. Have we got to the point where cyber attacks, that's just a part of modern life?
Gosh, you know, it's unfortunate to say that. It seems like people in my industry seems like we're never going to run out of things to do. I think, you know, as awareness and everything like that builds up, I think hopefully this won't be something that's just something that we deal with or something that we accept. But it's going to be some transition time in there before everyone realizes what really needs to be done. It's not a one solution fits all, and it's not a problem that you can just throw money at either. It actually requires a lot of changes in either within an organization or within a lot of people's mindsets.
So we're in that transition time right now?
I should hope so.
Yeah.
I could look into my crystal ball, but I'm not quite sure what that's going to kick out for me. Obviously, we try to improve everything we can, whether it's new employees or businesses or anything like that throughout the region and, you know, across the whole United States.
Does an institution like Dakota State University fight cyber attacks as well? Is this something that's everyone has to deal with one way or the other?
I think if you're plugged into the internet in one way or another, you're going to have some sort of cyber attack you'll have to deal with. Whether it's something direct or something broad and generic, depends on your footprint, though. Of course, if you're a big enough organization, you might have someone really looking for you. Or if you're a small business of two or three people in town, you might have just some generic things that happen to you while you're on the internet, too.
Are cyber attacks changing at all?
Definitely. They're definitely changing. People are getting trained to recognize some of the really common things that cyber attacks used to, you know, or common vectors. A lot of people have firewalls and antivirus and things like that now. So those used to be really, really common platforms for attacks. They still are. But nowadays, when we see large breaches of data, we're seeing more and more things like social engineering. So someone coming in and pretending to be someone they're not, tricking someone else into disclosing information. So it's unfortunately kind of a game of cat and mouse. I wish it was the other way around, but it seems as though as the attacks evolve, everyone that's on the defense side has to stay on top of it.
For most of these attacks, do they come from everywhere? We hear about foreign countries, corporate espionage, that's part of it. Also just individuals who are maybe trying to scam you and get your money. The attacks come from everywhere?
Yeah, I wish I could say we could pick out one particular country, but by the nature of the internet, even if we did pick out and, you know, we say we know all the attacks are coming from this one country, by the nature of the internet, that one country can just ship their traffic through, route their traffic through another nation, and we don't really know who the attack originates from.
When we're talking about our nation's security and infrastructure, how serious are cyber attacks? Is this one of the most important things that our country on a national level has to deal with?
You know, an example I usually use is that the nature of warfare that we engage on in a national level is evolving. There's going to be fewer and fewer, you know, the traditional tanks and guns and whatnot. And I think the nature of warfare as we see it is going to evolve to be more cyber attack in nature. So if we think about an attacker going and compromising a bank or something like that, or stealing credit card information, we don't initially jump to this is a national defense or national security issue. We think, you know, this is really inconvenient. I have to get a new credit card. But then if we think of what if an attacker compromises a water treatment plant or a nuclear power facility or something like that, all of a sudden we have entire cities without electricity. Then we have huge national security concerns, health concerns, everything like that.
In fighting cyber attacks at that scale, does there need to be some sort of partnership between the government and companies and various entities?
Definitely. This isn't a problem that any one entity can solve. The federal government sector, they can't solve it on their own. The private sector can't handle it on their own. The academic sector doesn't have any one solution to this whole problem. And the reason is, you know, the problem isn't the same for everyone. So it does take a lot of bringing the minds together and sitting down and seeing, you know, as a whole, what's really going on here. So that's something we kind of hope to facilitate through DakotaCon here on campus.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with Kyle Cronin, a network security instructor at Dakota State University, and DSU is hosting the three-day DakotaCon 2014. That cybersecurity conference begins tomorrow. And DakotaCon, is this just for cybersecurity experts or the general public? Who's this designed for?
So pocket protectors aren't a requirement to come into the event, that's for sure. Yeah, the event on Friday and Saturday is free and open for everyone. You don't have to be someone who is bleeding edge on technology. Some of our speakers we have coming are even talking or really addressing the specifics of social engineering. So that's a huge thing for us here, especially in this region where we're South Dakotans. We're very trustworthy of each other. So social engineering is a huge attack vector we've got. So, yeah, the events are really open for everyone. You might not think about it, but the next social engineering attack, you might hear about how people are doing it at the conference tomorrow.
Well, you've mentioned that social engineering a little bit. I'm curious to know a bit more about how that works and how you can be on guard against it. I mean, how do you identify social engineering?
You know, it's something that we probably have difficult in this area because we could almost say there's a little rudeness associated with pointing out social engineering. A classic example would be we're at a business and someone from the phone company shows up and says, hey, I need to work on your phone system or I need to get into your back closet where your computers and wiring and everything are. And, you know, you have to admit if the phone company shows up and says there's problems and I need to look at this or else you're going to be without, you know, without internet service or without phone service, you're apt to let the guy in to your business and back to where all of your cabling and networking and everything like that are located, where realistically, unless you know that individual should be coming, you might have just let a potential attacker into your business. So that's the kind of the high-level example of what we really see with social engineering. Basically, people pretending to be who they're not, but playing with people's trust in order to getting them to divulge or allow access, anything like that.
So sort of the lesson here is that you always have to be on the defense. You always have to have your guard up.
That's exactly right. You never know who the next attacker might be, and I'm sure a lot of these big businesses that have data compromised recently, they probably never suspected that the venue for losing their data would have been where it or who it actually was.
Now, part of the DakotaCon event, the cybersecurity conference, Dakota State University in Madison, there's the North Central Region Collegiate Cyber Defense Competition. And what is that? What happens there?
Sure. So the North Central, we just call it CCDC for short. We're essentially the region or divisional competition. We make up North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, a little bit of Nebraska, a little bit of Iowa. So we have six schools from within this region are coming up here to compete. And essentially each team is given a small business network that they have to protect. And then we have a team of, we call them the red team. Their job is to make these competitors' lives miserable. And their business is pretty good for them. Their job or their task is to be attacking all of these schools that are up here and trying to break in and compromise their small business networks, stealing information, taking down or defacing a website. All the while, the team should be reacting and defending. So the winner of this regional event then goes on to the national event in San Antonio, Texas, in the end of April.
Sounds like a great practice to learning how to do this to help it to help all of us later on in fighting cyber attacks.
You know, it really is. It's a fast-paced competition. I wouldn't expect a real attacker to be moving quite as quick, but we kind of stack the deck a little bit. But it's really experience because these are our red team is they are using real-world attacks in order to break in compromise systems. So it's great experience for everyone. It's not too often you can actually sit and have a live attacker. Mm-hmm. Coming in and attacking your system.
It also sounds like, even though you're dealing with some serious issues there, like it's kind of a fun competition.
It is. We try to keep things fairly light here. So we've actually set our competition up to be as spectator-friendly as possible. People are welcome to come around and watch the teams. It's fun to see how they're gauge their reactions to different competitions. I've got a great team of volunteers that came up here and always amazed me as to what new ideas they'll engineer with lights and alarms and bells just to keep everyone on the edge for that next attack that might come into their network.
Where in particular are the events at DakotaCon 2014 taking place there in Madison?
So everything, we've changed the venue a little bit. Everything is going to be up at the Dakota Prairie Playhouse, which is just north of the DSU campus, or it's on campus. It's on the north end of campus. So all of the, both the competition and the conference will be in this same building. The conference will be in the theater, and then the competition will be in the meeting room here off to the side. And then on Sunday we have a training event, three different classes that individuals can sign up for, and those are located on the DSU campus in different rooms.
And for people who want to attend, or anything particularly they need to do or just show up, or do they have to sign up?
They're for the Friday and Saturday events, just show up. You can go to DakotaCon.org, and that's a great place to go and find out information about what type of presentations are going to be going on, the background of all of our speakers, a little bit of a schedule for what all will be happening. So that's our main hub for all of our resources right there.
DakotaCon.org.
Yep.
All right. Well, Kyle, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And have a great conference.
Yeah, we hope so.
Okay. Kyle Cronin is a network security instructor at Dakota State University in Madison, and national cybersecurity experts are in Madison tomorrow through Sunday for DakotaCon 2014. It features three full days of talks. There are the competitions and some training as well. And once again, for more information, you can go to DakotaCon.org.